Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Shviz Daf Samechtes in the Oizvarda edition. Perek Shmini Halacha Chetz, towards the end of the Perek. Starting at the top of the Talmud, the Gemara says, Mechetz Shehusko, that if you have a bathhouse that was heated up with straw of Shemitah, so then you could enjoy it. Says the Gemara, Adul Terim Be'elin Du Messiah. The way the Vilna Gaon explains, the Messiah means the water bathhouse. So how do you heat it up? You burn the straw, and then the water gets hot. So when a person enjoys the water, he's enjoying it after the straw is already gone. So therefore, he's not enjoying directly the Peiros of Shemitah. Brambeilo favrifto, the way the Goyan learns favrifto means the ones were like a sauna, meaning it's a hot room. And as the straw is being burned, that's when the heat is being generated. So then it's also because you're enjoying directly the fruits of Shemitah even before they're gone. Continues the Gemara, Im mischashev hu ha-reza lo yuchot, if it's Adam chashev v'shinat shev. V'him ha-yo Adam shatsura ha-reza lo yuchot, says the Gemara, any person who's chashev has a tsura, has a certain shape, certain way people look at him, he should not use his bathhouses. Kadar shub and Levi also minlud lebeis gavrin. Shub and Levi went from the city of Lud to the city of Beis Gavrin. Begin Mischa in order to be able to use the bathhouse. He couldn't use the bathhouse in Lod because there they were using the straw of Shemitah. Shem Elokish Hava Beboitzoro. He was in this city called Boitzoro. Chamtun Mezalfin Lehado Aforditi. He saw that they were sprinkling wine into a tsura or the zora called Aforditi in the bathhouse. Omolo and Leis Osir, is this Lachur? Should be Osir because you're using it for the zora. Also, Shaul Abichon, the Asa Abichon, Omer Abichon, Shem Shirim, and Tzedek, said Abichon, Ein Adova Shirabi Mosu, you cannot be Oyser, something belongs to the Rabbi. And as Reb Chaim points out over here, similarly to Shemitah, the reason why when you use items of Shemitah, it's not, doesn't become Oyser because it belongs to the Rabbi, you cannot be Oyser to the Rabbi. And with this, we conclude the 8th Perek, Hadron Loch Kalal Godol Omru, Hadron Loch Kalal Godol Omru. Starting the 9th Perek. The Mishnah starts with a list of vegetables that if they grow wild, then you don't have a problem, not of Meiser, not of Shemitah. Says the Mishnah, Apigom, Ve'arivoizin ha-shoitim, Ve'achagla glogois, the Quran is going to speak about it, and Kuzba she-Bahorim, because it grows on the mountain, Prime brings that maybe the Bahorim mountain refers to the entire list we said till now, Ve'akarpa she-Benhoris, that grows in the rivers, Vigargar, now we're now with base, shel afer, that grows where the animals are, pturim mina meiser, the potter for meiser, because these are vegetables that grow on their own, so they're hefker in the potter for meiser. Venilkochi mikol odom bishviz, you can buy it from any person in Shemitah, even from Amoritz. Sheinke yaitzvim nishra, people don't keep it. So therefore, you could assume it's hefker, and it's not per Shemitah, which are shamur, which are guarded in an inappropriate way. So the general rule is, as we'll see in this parak, svichin is vegetables that grow on their own in Shemitah. They're also. Why are they also? Because maybe people will go and plant svichin, plant vegetables and say that they grew on their own. So therefore we say it's also. But svichin chardol, then anyway, they'll usually grow on their own, people don't plant them, it's mutter. So that's the Mishnah says, svichin chardol mutar, shalom nichshadu alem reveve, it's not chshad that they're going to go and plant them. So the Reb Chaim goes on to explain, we talk about here svichim that were planted in the 6th year and grew on the 7th year. So they're all mutter because they start growing in the 6th year, except svichim kruv, that they're not similar to yirokas asod. The Gemara can explain what that means. They're all the svichim because of svichim kruv. And again, this is referring to whatever was planted in the 6th year and grew in the 7th year. Says the Gemara, Hapigom, the Revoizin, Chule, the list we mentioned in the Mishnah, Omab Chagai, Serugim, Vechaglagloigois, which is mentioned in our Mishnah, Omigodo, Bechochma, Veshonim, Itzarech, the Chavirai. So the three questions that the Chavirim had, they had a question regarding Serugin, which the Mishnah does is in Megillah, if you read the Megillah b'Sirugin, you're Yoytze. What does Sirugin mean? They didn't know what it means. The second question is, what is Chalaglogos mentioned in our Mishnah, which type of vegetable it is? And Migodol b'Chokhmo b'Shonim,
Or the way the gear says over here, Migona Brahma Oy Bishani. I mean, how do we, who are we gonna respect first among the Talmidim? The one who is greater in Chachma or the one who's greater in years? So says the Gemara the story, what happened? They wanted to come and ask the question. So they had the question. Let's go to the house of the Beis Rebbe and ask over there. Salkun Mishul, came to ask. You can use the gear, so the way Reb Chaim brings it, it says the next sentence, then go back to this sentence. Who should go in first? So they had a discussion. The one who's greater in Chachma, the one who's greater in years. Yatzah Shivcha Mishil Beis Rebbe, came the Shivcha Beis Rebbe, from Ulehemi, Kansul Shanim. The older in years should come first. Meaning the way it works is, you go based on age, not based on Chachma. Shown Alolin Katoin Katoin. They started going up, but they went in small groups, instead of going in one big group. Omelon, Miprimatem Nichlosim Sirugin Sirugin. Why are you coming in b'sirugim? I mean, why are you not coming as one group? Why are you coming small groups, each one on his own? So from here they understood, what does sirugim mean? That you do breaks. Don't read the Megillah and sirugim. You read a part of the Megillah and then do a break and read again. Because sirugim means you're doing breaks, not doing it in one shot. Kutez the one that I am with Aleph. Chad Rebbe have a toin par pachine begulose. One of the Rabbanim had this vegetable called par pachine on his clothing. He fell for him. Your fell off. These vegetables fell off from your pocket. So this Shivcha based Rebbe answered all the questions. Who goes first? He said, go based on years. What is Sirugim? That means breaks. And what is Chaglogogos? That's the vegetable they call Parpachine. So we have the answer from the Amo of based Rebbe. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Shviz, Daf Samech Tes.